In Iraq, near Baghdad last week, a roadside bomb blew up a U.S. Bradley fighting vehicle, killing one National Guardsman from New York and six from Louisiana. All six were from the same unit and same community. Susan Rosgen of member station WWNO has this story.
Tiffany Como says she usually turns off the TV when there's news from Iraq. But last week, one of her three young sons happened to see something about a Bradley fighting vehicle near Baghdad.
And my oldest one said, "Oh, that's where Daddy's at. That's Daddy's over by Baghdad." And then my little one said, I wonder if we might see Daddy on TV. And I said, "No, we're not going to see Daddy on TV. That's not Daddy." And, I mean, not even 45 minutes later, I had the knock at my door that was who they were talking about on the TV.
Tiffany's husband, Sergeant First Class Kurt Como, was one of the six Louisiana soldiers killed in a single attack. Before he left for Iraq, he and Tiffany talked about what she would do if he didn't come back.
He wanted me just to get home my life and to raise his boys that he loved. You can tell all the pictures of him and his boys.
Tiffany Como is one grieving widow in the bayous of South Louisiana. Lydia Babin, married to Sergeant Chris Babin, is another.
He was never scared, you know. He never was scared. He was somebody that always talked positive while he was over there. You know, he had his intention, you know, doing his job and come back home. Well, I gotta deal with it now, you know. I can't do anything else.
Lydia is left alone now with their 9-month-old son and a room full of women praying for her.
Lift her up, God. She's in a place that she can't carry herself, and she needs you to carry her, Lord. Would you carry her? Would you strengthen her today, God? Would you lift her up, Lord, in Jesus' name?
Just across the alley from Lydia Babin is Peggy Gagne, the grandmother of Private First Class Luke Fricke. In civilian life, Luke was an assistant manager at a Domino's Pizza. But he loved to wear his National Guard uniform.
I think, like all young men, they probably felt like he was invincible. He had his gun, had his buddies, and nothing was going to happen. He was coming home, and didn't happen.
Luke Fricke, Chris Babin, Kurt Como, Bradley Bergeron, Huey Fassbender, and Warren Murphy all belonged to Charlie Company, part of a Louisiana infantry brigade that shipped out last fall. On Saturday in Houma, Louisiana, some of the same family and friends who gathered at Charlie Company's headquarters to see them off gathered again to talk about the ones who won't be coming home. National Guard Brigadier General Hunt Downer pointed out that if the soldiers had been regular Army, they probably would not have all died together.
We're all related some kind of way. If you're from South Louisiana, we all ask, who's your mama? In the active component, seven members in a Bradley vehicle would more than likely be from seven different states, not six in one community.
Now the families are left to remember last words, the last phone call, the last email, and for Ann Como, her son's last voicemail. She can't bring herself to erase it.
4:06 a.m. Sunday. Message 3.
Hey, Mom, it's Kurt. I just wanted to call and talk to y'all.
Kurt Como and the rest of Charlie Company were supposed to be home on leave in less than a month. Instead, six Louisiana National Guardsmen have become a statistic. They are the largest number of guardsmen from one unit killed in a single combat incident since Vietnam. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen.